Welcome to Radio TCAL, an audio podcast helping busy administrators get the most from technology. I'm Michael Simkins. On this episode of Radio TCAL, our guest is Sylvia Martinez, president of Generation Yes.
Welcome to Radio TCAL, Sylvia. Tell me, for openers, just what is Generation Yes?
Well, Michael, I just want to start out thanking you for this opportunity to speak to your audience. And to answer your question, Generation Yes is a small company that works with K-12 schools around the world. And the YES stands for Youth and Educators Succeeding. The big idea behind everything we do is that students should be included in the process of education reform and that adults should encourage and honor student voice. And the avenue we've chosen to work in is technology use in schools. Because for this digital generation, it's a natural place where student input can be really useful and also where student interest and aptitude is very high.
So how did Generation Just get started in the first place? How long has it been around?
Students helping out is a time-honored tradition, and I think that's one reason why this model is easily understood by teachers. The formal GenYes model was created in the mid-90s by Dr. Dennis Harper, who was then tech coordinator of the Olympia Washington School District. And Michael, you know Dennis. He was well-known even then as an advocate of student voice and constructivist use of technology in the classrooms. Before he went to Olympia in the 70s and 80s, he was an international educator and taught students and teachers around the world to use and program computers. And in many countries, he brought computers to the schools for the first time. And as he was doing that, through his experiences, he saw that real change only happened when students were included in the process. Just teaching the teachers didn't work. So when he came back to the U.S. to be the tech coordinator in Olympia, he put all of this into practice. It became one of the best examples of student-run technology programs in the nation. Students did everything from running the district website to negotiating with hardware vendors, and he had them working a lot with teachers to integrate technology into the classroom curriculum. And about that same time, the federal government offered a series of technology innovation challenge grants. These were designed to take small success stories and figure out what it would take to scale them up so that other districts in other states and anywhere could learn from these models. And so the Generation www.Y grant was one of the 100 Technology Innovation Challenge grants awarded. And, oh, by the way, we eventually changed the name of the model from Generation www.Y to Gen Yes. Well, first because no one could say it. So everyone called it Gen Y. I mean, it's a mouthful. And second, because the Gen Y kids are now growing up, and we're still focusing on K-12, and we still want this new generation to have a voice and a say in how technology is used in schools. So back to the story, after the grant completed, Dennis didn't want to let the project go, so he and some of the teachers and students from the Olympia District started Generation Yes. And it took some time to negotiate all the copyrights and things from the grant, but all the work we do today is based on those roots. We still have many teachers and students working in very important roles throughout the company. And really, I mean, we try and walk the talk. The young people today are so talented and have so much to contribute. But, you know, it's still up to us to guide them so they learn how to effectively use these talents. And the same thing is true in schools. And by the way, Michael, you're part of this history. Back in 2001, GenYes and your own Challenge 2000 Multimedia Project were named as the only exemplary educational technology by the U.S. Department of Education Expert Panel on Educational Technology. And they're only two out of hundreds of different projects they evaluated.
How nice of you to bring that up.
Well, so here we are, still working to make the promise of educational technology come true.
Yes, yeah. Well, I know that I was familiar with it in the beginning and got to know Dennis then, but I also know it's changed quite a bit since then and grown and evolved. Why don't you describe a little bit about how that evolution's taken place and just what the programs are you offer now?
I'd love to. The basic GenYes model of students helping teachers is pretty much the same. It's still a very grassroots, feet on the ground kind of effort that happens in classroom by classroom, school by school. We keep adding tools to the online suite as schools request them. Like recently we added blogs and a wizard to make the process of the student and teacher collaboration easier. Technology keeps changing, so we want to keep up to date. We also constantly update our teacher curriculum materials and our student materials to include new technologies like podcasting and blogging, plus a lot of tips and tricks from teachers who've done GenYes over the years. But, you know, so many schools are still struggling with the basics, like they don't even allow students to have email, for example. So we try to constantly refine what we offer teachers at all levels, not just run after new trends. But we've added two new programs since the grant days. We have a high school curriculum called Generation Tech, specifically for creating student tech support teams. And that works real well for career and technology classes or tech clubs in high schools. And a lot of people think that tech support is all the kids can do, but there are really different things you need to focus on if the students are doing troubleshooting versus helping teachers with curriculum projects. So that Generation Tech is a completely different curriculum and set of tools than Generation Yes. We also have a new model called Tech Yes that's a student technology literacy certification for middle schools. A lot of your administrators probably know there's a No Child Left Behind mandate now for 8th grade tech literacy. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to offer some option for schools to approach this in a project-based way. And what we did is create a program that a lot of kids can do, like a whole grade level, instead of just a small group of kids helping out. So we've just started to get evaluation results, and they look really great. And really, it's the only model of project-based technology assessment out there. You know, I mean, people can obviously do project-based technology themselves, but this is the only formal model available. And, you know, obviously, you don't want to give students multiple choice tests about technology. It's really not a very good option and doesn't really help the students understand and use technology, which should be in every class. So one key to Tech Yes is that we show schools how to use a peer mentoring approach to help with the project assessment project. And as you know, one of the problems with project-based learning is that with the large class sizes like we have here in California, it can be completely overwhelming for teachers, even if they have the best intentions, to try and do project-based learning. So yeah. We have strategies in Tech Yes to train peer mentors to act as tutors and the first line of project assessment for student projects. So Tech Yes is flexible enough where you can have schools using it as part of a core content class, like in science classes, as part of a tech class, or even after school. So for Tech Yes, well, for all of our products, we want students to have interesting, personally meaningful experiences with technology and be able to show everyone, their teachers, the parents, the community, that youth can be trusted with the kind of 21st century skills it takes to become the 21st century skills that you really need to become citizens in this new world.
Yes.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we have to give students responsibility, or else they won't learn to be responsible.
No, that's one of my mantras. It's like we expect kids to learn how to do things, but we won't let them do it. We just
right.
tell them about it. And
We tell them about it, and I think we're at a very, a big decision time with the use of technology in schools, and I think it would be a real shame after all the work that people have done to integrate technology into the curriculum that we would pull technology back out, reduce it to a multiple choice test, and, you know, really take opportunities for kids to use technology away.
I want to kind of probe on one of the phrases that you use, because I think that even people who know something about Generation Yes may still have a very limited understanding of it. And the phrase was student-teacher collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And students helping teachers with curriculum projects. And I think mm-hmm. that concept, if you could just elaborate a little bit about it, would be helpful.
Sure. The GenYes model is, you know, can be done in schools in a number of different ways. It can be done as a very formal model or, you know, more ad hoc where students are just helping out. The idea, though, is you're sharing with the students the goal. This isn't something where they're just, you know, you tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, come, you know, come help out. You're actually teaching them a little bit about teaching, about the process of creating a lesson, and what teachers do to think about what my students need to know, how am I going to know at the end of the lesson, what am I going to show them, what activities are the students going to do. So by sharing that with students, you really bring them on side. And when you partner them with a teacher, it's an equal partnership. The students know a little bit about technology, and they know a little bit about teaching, and they're willing to do the work that the technology projects entail. The teachers know a lot about pedagogy, a lot about content, and maybe not so much about technology. So when you put, you know, students and teachers together, it's a one-on-one collaboration that really models a great learning community. You know, everyone has something to gain, everyone has something to share. And a lot of times when we talk to administrators who are in Gen Yes schools, they don't talk to us about technology. They talk about the culture of respect that Gen Yes starts to grow in their school. They talk about how Gen Yes fits with their ideals of what a learning community should be about, you know, respect, communication, and collaboration. So, you know, this isn't only about technology. It's really about being a community of learners and having lifelong learning experiences for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's the genius of the program. I just, it's the part that appeals to me the very most. By the same token, just because it's appealing and it has genius doesn't mean that, of course, in today's climate, that's not enough reason to do anything. We talk all of the time about programs that are research-based, and everything we do has to be based on relevant research. So is there research or formal evidence available about the effectiveness of Generation Yes programs?
Oh yes, Michael, we're very serious about our research. Back in the grant days, we, of course, were being evaluated by the Northwest Research Educational Labs, NWREL, and since then, we've contracted with them every year to produce independent evaluations. So we've actually got 11 years of data about the effectiveness of this model in schools. You know, there's so much talk about all the different ways that this can impact schools. But the one that always hits home with me is that teachers who work with Gen Yes students change the way they use technology in their classrooms, pure and simple. And these teachers directly attribute their change in practice to working with a Gen Yes student. Mm-hmm. And this is in every grade level, from kindergarten to high school, in every content area. And of course, that ties into research that shows that real technology integration improves student achievement. And that's always the bottom line.
Certainly.
And the research shows the same consistent results year after year. And that's really important. In state after state, California, Texas, Virgin Islands, we have schools in almost every state. And this is probably one of the most researched yet most overlooked support systems for a district professional development plan there is.
Mm-hmm. Well, so if some of the administrators out there listening to this program, their curiosity is piqued, where can they see some examples of the programs in action?
Well, our website is a great place to start, genyes.com, G-E-N-Y-E-S.com. We've got all of the research, the 11 years of research. We've got a lot of links to book chapters that have been written about this for pre-service teachers. There's postgraduate work that we link to. Alice Christie at ASU has done some amazing work about the student mentoring models. And all of this is freely available on our website. So in action in California, many of these of our programs have been funded by the state EETT funding, which is the educational technology part of No Child Left Behind.
Mm-hmm.
I can certainly provide contact information for if anyone would like to see it. There's a lot going on in Sacramento County, in San Juan, Grant, Woodland, up around Marysville, Chico, and Shasta. Last year, MCI funded 45 underserved middle schools that use the Tech Yes program for tech literacy, and they're all along the 99 corridor in Central California. Some of these schools had students creating projects, as many as over 300 students completing certification requirements in one single middle school, and these all meet the ISTENET standards for middle school tech literacy.
Excellent. You know, before we close, I noticed when I was visiting the Generation Yes website that Gen Yes is part of a new organization called the Constructivist Consortium. That piques my interest. Can you tell us a little something about what it's about?
Oh, gladly. This is a really exciting new thing we're participating in. It's a consortium of companies, small companies like Generation Yes, who are all mission-driven and focused on providing tools and software and professional development that supports constructivist teaching and learning. We know there are so many teachers out there who feel alone in their conviction that project-based learning and student-centered technology experiences are really the way to reach students. So we're working together as separate companies. We're writing articles, we're planning events, and things that really support teachers in their own beliefs and show them how to combine tools and practices to give students opportunities to program, to use multimedia, use technology tools in constructivist ways. We had our first event right before NECC, National Educational Computing Conference, in Atlanta last June. We spent a day at the amazing Atlanta Botanical Gardens. We were just working and playing, taking photos, making movies, programming games, just for the fun of it. And at the end of the day, we heard teachers saying they felt nourished, they felt renewed, things like that. They felt that they weren't alone. Mm-hmm. We sold out that event in days. We're planning the next one for New York in November. And I think it shows a real need for teachers to be respected as learners on their own time and their own the things that support their own beliefs. They deserve to have opportunities to figure out how to use technology, how it serves them, how it serves students. And I mean, even though our companies are competitors in this classic business sense, we're really on the same side of this battle to put constructive, open-ended creativity tools into the hands of students, because we all want them to have these amazing, high-quality experiences with technology.
Absolutely. Well, Sylvia, thank you for taking your time to share Generation Yes with the administrators and our TCAL audience.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm really thrilled to have this opportunity.
You were just listening to Sylvia Martinez talk about Generation Yes. Now, the TCAL connection. To follow up on the ideas Sylvia shared, there are several resources on the TCAL website you might want to take a look at. First, of course, is the Generation Yes website. Another is Mouse Squad, a program that enables students to learn information technology, customer service, communication, and leadership skills while providing a service to their schools. California administrators will be interested in the Teblogical posting about Senate Bill 1422, which defines how high school students may be involved in evaluating their teachers, a related but different example of including student voice in the educational process. To quickly find these and other technology leadership resources, visit our website, portacal.org, and click on Radio TCAL. And that's your TCAL connection. Radio TCAL, for administrators by administrators. www.portacal.org/podcasts. From Radio TCAL, see you next time.